The regular season finale tonight across the state of Wisconsin. Week 9 of the high school football season. Lots of a playoff jockeying team trying to fight their way into the matrix here at all 7 divisions. And 8-player football begins their state tournament tomorrow as we bring in Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, exciting time here now with the playoffs. You know, you can see the playoffs in the horizon.
Absolutely. And as you said, 8-player playoffs, in fact, begin this week. We've got a number of other fall sports that are into postseason. We've got state championships and some fall sports already. So it is winding down, and that includes the high school football regular season, the 11-player regular season, still with a lot on the line for a lot of teams. Playoff qualification, conference title races, potential home games in the playoffs, still a lot going for all of these teams. And with the new playoff system, there's so many variables in play in terms of, you know, the teams that you played and some games that don't maybe necessarily involve direct playoff teams, but can impact the strength of schedule metrics for opponents. So a lot going on here in this last week of the regular season.
And the source to find all playoff information across all divisions is BoundWisconsin.com. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, make sure you head over to BoundWisconsin.com. Really, especially this time of the year, should be a daily destination for all the latest that you're looking for. We've got breakdowns on some of the scenarios for conference races and big games this week. We've got some previews of the 8-player football playoffs that are going on this week as well. And of course, all the information you're looking for teams and scores and standings and results, of course, tonight as well. So all kinds of information. You want to make sure you check it out at BoundWisconsin.com.
And Travis, you're once again going to be on the bracket release program through the WIAA and the WIAA TV network.
Yeah, looking forward to that on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. We'll release the full brackets, qualifiers, matchups, path to state for all of the teams. We'll be on the state tournament network. Make sure you check your local listings. We've got an article posted on BoundWisconsin.com that's got the affiliates that will be broadcasting that. I'm not sure what stations you get there, but we'll be in on the Milwaukee channel, WVTV 24.1, out of Madison on WKOW, although I think it's on their alternate channel, and then tape delayed in the Green Bay Appleton area. So you certainly can also stream it. That might be your best option, to stream it online on some of those station websites as well, to make sure you check it out. 10 a.m. on Saturday. Again, breaking it all down. Happy to be part of it once again.
Did you get to go to bed early now? In the olden days, it was fun sitting up on the live stream, you know, that you kind of used to kind of spearhead, and people across the state would be waiting, you know, trying to crunch numbers to see, you know, what teams and these tiebreakers. You get to go to bed at a reasonable hour tonight now that, you know, the computers are just going to push a button and it's going to come out tomorrow morning?
Yeah, probably a little earlier. I'll be making the trip up to Eau Claire. That's where the program is broadcast out of, and staying up there in advance of the show on Saturday morning. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get to bed. We used to wait up and wait till, you know, 11, 12 o'clock for the qualifiers, wait till 2, 3 in the morning for the matchups and brackets. And now with the reveal show, everybody can kind of sleep in, get to bed earlier, sleep in, check it out at 10 a.m. and kind of go from there.
Beaver Dam has Plymouth, who's unbeaten in the East Central Conference. Looking at the matrix that you guys post through Andy Lavoie, Beaver Dam kind of on the bubble right now, sitting at 31, top 32 teams will make it. They actually went up a spot after their loss last week to Port Washington, considering what some other things happened with some of the teams that they had beaten. But bubble teams now actually know they're on the bubble, and it's kind of one of those things that's not a mystery, the unknown, to the fact that it used to be not knowing. And so Beaver Dam, you look at them and you look at the teams around them, Travis, so what do you see?
I see some teams are going to be sweating it out, including the Beavers. It's going to be down to the wire. It's going to, quite honestly, unless Beaver Dam can pull a stunner against mm-hmm. Plymouth, they're going to be kind of waiting out how other teams do. Not only other teams that are in the mix, but how some of those opponents did and how some of Beaver Dam's opponents did. You know, there's a very small margin between some of those schools in that last couple spots in Division II, especially, very, very small margin that those variables are going to come into play. You know, who did Beaver Dam beat, and how do they do in week eight will be a huge determining factor of what happens. You know, obviously the Golden Beavers are going to need to root for all of the teams they've beat so far this year that will help their metric. For instance, KML going against Port Washington, that would be huge if KML can pull that one off, and that would boost the strength of schedule, the tier two points for Beaver Dam. So, it's kind of out of a lot of these teams' hands, and it's going to be up to how some of these other variables and things come into play.
Yeah, the tier two points, Kewaskum plays Watertown, I believe. So whoever wins that game will get Beaver Dam some tier two points. And you mentioned, the KML and the Port Washington game. And then Fort Atkinson, who's obviously, they've struggled this year. The odds of them giving you any kind of boost in week nine are going to be pretty slim. So we'll have to wait and see. Are they releasing playoff qualifiers or not? Is it going to be, boom, it's the show, here's where we're at?
Everything released on Saturday at 10 a.m. The qualifiers, the brackets, everything. There's no more release of the qualifiers and then wait for the brackets. It's all done at 10 a.m. On the reveal show and then posted online afterwards shortly after 11 a.m.
You know, a couple of other teams on the other end of the brackets or the bubble, I guess the non-bubble teams that are securely in. You look at Columbus, you look at Mayville, even like a Marcus Ann team who's playing for a conference championship with Cambridge outright. You know, those are teams that are kind of jockeying. Do they want to be a two? Do they want to could they slide up to a one depending what happens? That's kind of where teams are at, you know, all over with this new playoff field and kind of seeing where you're at. Even, you know, a 5-4 could mean the difference between a home game and going on the road. So a lot of stuff all over the place that people are looking at, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, so many variables at play. There's some teams on one end of the spectrum are just trying to get in the playoffs, like Beaver Dam, for instance. And then the other end is teams going for a conference championship for maybe an unbeaten season with a top seed in the playoffs on the line, perhaps a home game on the line. So there's varying degrees of what teams are playing for in week nine. But certainly a lot on the line for many of those teams.
Travis, are there storylines across the state that particularly have caught your interest here? Not obviously the postseason, those, but non-like playoff-related stuff, conference titles, things like that. What else has piqued your interest here in Week 9?
Well, there's four games that are winner-take-all, where it's going to be teams that are undefeated in conference play playing against each other. You mentioned one of them, the Marcus Ann and Cambridge game. And then you've also got in the Bay Conference, Winneconne and Seymour, in the FRCC South, Oshkosh North and Notre Dame. Both those teams are undefeated overall. Badger and Union Grove, and in the Six Rivers, Potosi, Cassville, and Blackhawk Warren. So, and I forgot actually that Cambridge had lost a game earlier. So that was for a conference title, but not necessarily both teams undefeated. So there's a lot of those kind of situations where either teams are undefeated and squaring off for a conference title, or one team might have a loss and you know, still going at it. So those are some of the things we're looking at. Again, a lot of the talk, though, right now, especially in week nine, is the new playoff system, what it means, what it's going to do for some of these teams. What are the differences compared to what we have seen in the past with spreading teams out a little bit more, with balancing groupings, you know, what teams are going to have to maybe travel a little bit more. That's kind of been a lot of the talk of the town in the football community these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know that's exactly what we were talking about, because you know we've been begging, you know, for years to have, you know, the deeper you get, kind of the better the cream to rise to the top, as you know Macho Man Randy Savage, you know, said once. But because you had so many years, you know, you'd end up getting like Fond du Lac for maybe a 3-4 year run, maybe had the second best team in the state of Wisconsin. They'd meet up with Kimberly in like round three, or sometimes even you know in the quarters or whatever. Where now the way it's set up, yeah, you may have to travel a little bit more. Where Beaver Dam's looking at potentially River Falls or Rice Lake, but if the goal is to get the best teams deeper in the postseason, you know, there might be a little bit more travel, right?
That's the trade-off, and that's the trade-off that the football coaches requested, and that really for the first time in a long time, the WIAA agreed to. There could be overall a slight increase in travel. Mm-hmm. There could be some instances of some teams making some pretty significant travel changes to how they have in the past. Mm-hmm. But it is with the goal of balancing those groupings out and getting the best teams deeper into the playoffs. You're still going to have some of those situations, though. You mentioned, for instance, in the case of Fond du Lac, you know, frequently running up against the behemoth that was Kimberly. I mean, you're still going to have some teams in the same grouping that are similar, right? You could still have Kimberly meet up with Nina in level two, for instance. You could have Franklin and Muskego in the same bracket, potentially, who've met in the playoffs many times. So you're still going to get those good matchups, and you want that. You still want, you know, good games in level two, level three. But with the adjustments, the hope is that the overall playoff picture looks a little different and you know, a little better, hopefully, than what we've had in the past, even.
Do you know, is Andy Lavoie going to plug in the winners this week and push the button just to kind of see what comes out? Or is he kind of done with, is his work done here and it's all just going to wait till Saturday?
He's going to wait till Saturday in partnership with the WIAA. He'll be working with them to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, that everything matches up, that all the data is correct, that all the formulations are done correctly. So he won't be releasing it on Friday night. That'll be, again, all put together on Saturday for the reveal show.
And one other thing I mentioned, that with the new playoffs rankings and such, if you teams you beat or teams you lose to, that has no bearing, does it? I mean, with how they do, like, say if you get beat by a 9-0 team, it's only teams that you beat that the tier two points come in?
Correct. Everything is based on teams that you beat, games that you win. Mm-hmm. There's consideration for that, certainly, and there's some people that would like to see kind of a strength of loss, right? Mm-hmm. That not all losses are the same. If I lose to, a 9-0 team, it should be different than an 0-9 team. Certainly understand that. Right now, everything's based on wins. We'll see how it goes for a couple of years, and then if there's anything that needs to be adjusted from there, maybe taking into account some of those other factors, then they'll look at going that route from there.
All right, Travis Wilson, BoundWisconsin.com. Again, tonight, Football Friday night. You'll get rapid reaction there about 10:30 tonight on 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam, and then you're going to have time to type up a rapid reaction for Bound Wisconsin tomorrow morning?
That'll be the plan, either maybe tonight. Maybe tomorrow morning, but we'll be turning heavy into the playoffs and getting the playoff brackets out, and also starting to work on playoff previews. So we'll see what the rapid reaction looks like in week nine. Maybe we'll put something together to like look at some of the conference battles that happened Friday night and wrap up the regular season.
All right, Travis, I appreciate you joining us again at BoundWisconsin.com, and we will talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.